the Novos.
This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Thursday. How are we?
Good morning. Feeling great.
Yeah. I'll just start off the show by saying, Crevo, wow, look at that haircut.
Yeah, I feel fantastic.
Ooh. Went into the barber yesterday.
Yeah.
Got the clippers out.
It was the poor barber, though. She said, it's just so stressful. So she said she's not taking any bookings because it's just as many haircuts as she can do. But even then, people keep, her phone rings constantly and they, people are saying, I can come in earlier. I'll offer double the price is. People are offering to pay, like, pay in advance. And she's just like, no bookings, no bookings. And then they call straight back, please let me have a booking. She's very stressed out, the poor thing.
Do you go to a hairdresser? Or is it a lady barber?
Well, it's it says barber on the front, but she's also a hairdresser. Yeah, I don't know. Nice. What do you call that? What's a hairdresser. Yeah, exactly. Oh, who knows?
Does it feel good having the haircut?
So it's been fresh.
What, 4 months?
Probably, five. Yeah, because going into lockdown, I already needed it.
Goodbye, Kramer. Hello, Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
Meg, you spent your afternoon at Costco.
I did.
Yesterday.
I finally went yesterday. Oh, my goodness. It is huge. We spent 2 hours there. I don't think I went down every aisle.
So you are a member now?
I am now, yeah.
Okay.
It was just insane.
What was your total spend? That's my other question.
Between Josh and I, we about $300.
Oh, not too much. Yeah.
We could have went a lot worse considering what they have there. Like, there's just everything.
Sort of. Do they have a lot of that Aldi middle aisle stuff that you just...
I wouldn't even consider it middle aisle. They just have everything in general. There's no special buys.
Well,
it's just constant.
Meg was telling me they sell caskets at Costco.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
They only have like a quarter of it stuck in the wall kind of thing, so you can see the finishes, if that makes sense.
I don't want to go to a shop that sells coffins. Next to the cereal.
Pretty much.
An actual one-stop shop from birth to death. Get your diapers and your caskets. Never need to go anywhere else.
That's essentially the most of the casket you can see. It's not even a quarter. And you see that as you're walking out of Costco as well, so not...
So it's in order, like, of what happens. You get your nappies on the way in and caskets on the way out.
Basically.
Jackson, good morning. Would you buy a coffin at Costco?
No, I want to be frozen, so I've got no need for a coffin.
Yes. He'll never be wasting his money on a coffin. He'll be spending it wisely cryogenic freezing.
I'm not even going to make a will because I'm not giving anything away. I'm keeping it all for when I come back in, like, 3025.
Man, can you imagine the interest you'll earn during that time? Like, you'll be super rich.
Mm, and yous are all going to feel bad for ripping me off for doing a payment plan.
Hilarious.
I love it.
Lads vs. Lasses up next, though. If you want to get your hands on this, a double pass to Wildflower Festival, first big musical festival back. They're worth hundreds of dollars, these tickets overall. Double pass could be all yours. Tickets on sale now at Ticket Tech. We need one guy and one girl to take on our ultimate battle of the sexes. I was going to say questions there. Couple of easy questions, and you could be scoring those tickets.
All right, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes, the year-long competition. Every morning we do this, some questions. You can take away a prize, but more importantly, a point for your team. So the lads right now on 73, the lasses on 77. Oh, my God, we've still got some work to do.
We're getting there, though.
We are. We're on the path. We're on the pathway to glory. Let's meet...
I would put it that way.
Well, I would. Let's meet our first contestant.
All right, let's go to Lisa at Fullerton Cove. She's a disability support worker, married, cannot stand people who are late, and her go-to dish is anything Chinese, and she's definitely taking advantage of a weekend away in her Toyota Coaster. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Really well.
Oh, this weekend away, where are you going?
Going up to Gloucester.
Good old Gloucester. What do you do at Gloucester?
Well, we've got an on-site van up there, and we just relaxed.
Nice.
Hopefully the weather's good, because we've had really dodgy weather this week.
Yeah, well, I hope it is not.
Fingers crossed.
It looks like it's going to be. I think so.
I hope so. It's like 5 days off.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, well, let's get into your questions. All right, question number one. Multiple choice, which is the newest version of the Xbox? Is it A, Xbox Series S, B, Xbox Series X, or C, Xbox 360?
Oh, I don't know, 360.
No, incorrect. It's the Xbox Series S. Question number two. What do you use to get the gaps between tiles all the same when laying them?
There's little plastic X's. I don't know what they're called, but
come on. You're on the right track.
Yeah, I know. I can see them.
Saying the shape and the material doesn't count.
Tile spaces. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lisa. It has to be the right answer. Question number three. Which Star Trek actor recently went to space?
Oh, I know him too. And yeah. I can see him on the show, but no, I don't know his name.
Do you know his character on Star Trek?
We'll take that as well. Okay. We're really giving you the options here, but it's not helping.
William Shatner.
Was he Spock?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. William Shatner. I don't know. He's
the character. I don't know.
William Shatner. I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You have to say the answer.
You have to say it before us. You see, that's how it works.
Lisa, no runs on the board this morning, but hold the line. The lad might fail as well.
It's possible.
Right. Let's go to Frank. He's an operator, married with two kids, is an NRL fan, and his team is Manly. Would like to give SAS Australia a crack. How do you think you'd go on that, Frank?
Oh, at the moment, I'd bomb out.
How much training do you think you need in preparation for this?
Oh, a good couple of months.
What do you think would be the best thing you'd be at on SAS Australia? Because I know they do all this crazy stuff.
Probably eating breakfast at the moment.
You know what? Give it a crack. All right, let's get into your questions. Question one, push-up volume powder used for adding volume to hair is made by which hair care company?
Oh.
Ouch. Schwarzkopf. All right. Multiple choice. Selena Gomez has more followers on which social media platform? Is it A, Instagram, B, Facebook, or C, TikTok?
I'm going to say Instagram.
You win.
You got it, buddy.
Got it. Right in there.
Well done.
74 points now. Congratulations, mate. You're off to Wildflower, which is great.
I told you we're on the path to glory, Meg.
I need to stop dismissing you. That's when we lose.
As if.
Hey, guys, coming up next, I want to talk about a story that's made the rounds overnight. A woman over in the UK has revealed how much she pays her toy boy. She's a sugar mama. You won't believe this guy. He is living his absolute best life. It's an unimaginable amount of money. I'm going to dig into this story next.
So if you're, a bloke who's in good nick, perhaps this is a career option.
So, Crevo, say you weren't in a relationship and engaged.
Yeah.
Could you go with an older woman?
Oh, good question.
You're like, what, 34?
Yep, 34.
Say, 70 years old, could you do it?
Probably 70, no.
Hey, what if you were handsomely rewarded, though? You like money.
I do like money.
You do want to retire soon.
I do want to retire soon.
Well, could you go with an older man, Meg?
Depending on the age.
70.
60's top.
No more than 60. The Novos.
I am obsessed with this story. Just before the break, I asked you guys, would you date an older person for financial gain?
I had to think about it because you said, Crevo, they'd be 70. And I said, and I've thought about it over the last few minutes, it's a no. It's too old.
No, 60. 60's my
ceiling. Well, you don't mind like a grey nomad?
True. Maybe? I had a thing for Alec Baldwin back in the day. When I was in my early 20s, I thought Alec Baldwin was just stunning.
Owns their own Winnebago, ready to take the big journey around Australia. What do they call it? The big lap?
More like city slicker older guy, like wearing the suits and...
Okay.
And Jackson, you're into older guys too. Like, you famously said Malcolm Turnbull is hot. Oh.
Yeah, but I don't want to kiss his little old man lips.
I don't think he's had filler either.
I love this story out of the UK. TikTok user Julie44 has uploaded a video revealing some of the most common questions she gets asked about her relationship with her partner, who is 15 years her junior. So it's not like a massive 30-year age gap.
Big difference.
But she obviously loves playing that role of the cougar. Right. If you go to her TikTok profile, it says, "Welcome to Cougar Town."
Oh.
She pays him, get this, $20,000 a month.
Oh.
To stay in a relationship with her, which is just wild.
So is he 30?
29.
Again, 44.
Wait a minute, is that 20? Because she's from the UK, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that $20,000 or $20,000?
I've done the conversion.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
AUD, 20K. Oh. That guy is just lapping it up. So if you're in a relationship right now, consider these other options. Especially if you don't have a job. Man, these guys are just racking it up. I love it.
How old would you date, Maddie? Because you famously, well, I just know the type of guy that you go, oh, that guy's hot or whatever. And I don't see many older guys in that mix.
As I'm getting older, you know, it's something that I would consider.
A sugar daddy?
Absolutely. Like
cash.
As a career choice?
Well, see, in the gay world, like, most of the young twinks take up all the sugar daddies. Like, once you hit over 30, very hard to find a sugar daddy. Like, you're actually a mature twink at that time. So, you become less and less likely to find a sugar daddy that's suitable.
That has the big money and ready to go. Yeah, right. So, it's not really priced yourself out of the market, but you're out of the market because of your age.
Julie admitted people are fascinated by their age gap and regularly gets asked if she worries her 29-year-old man will leave her for someone younger. She says, shouldn't he be more worried about me doing that?
Well, yeah, his age is only going up too. They've got to remember that.
Is it sad? The shocking thing for me is she's 44 and on TikTok. I feel bad at 32 being on TikTok. I feel really old.
Well, she obviously flaunts it and loves it.
Well, she's got the cash, apparently.
And people are fascinated
by
it.
It's this whole, like, because I always almost feel bad for the sugar mama or daddy, because it must be kind of like demeaning in a sense that you have to pay for it. But it is a whole culture where you get off on the power of it.
That's right.
Like, that person relies on you.
Yeah, and that's sort of her kink, if you will, and she's into that. So, hey, all the power to her.
Jackson, 20K a month, are you doing that?
No, I mean, I make my own money. Okay.
So, you're not with your husband anymore. He's gone. And you make a wrong investment. Okay. Would you do it?
Look, I think you think that I would, but I'm telling you right now, old people lips are not for me. It just creeps me out. I'm not an ageist, but I'm not doing it.
There's only a 16-year age difference here, though. Not that much.
No.
Sorry, Jackson, I won't paint you into the corner. Jackson will be the sugar daddy, I reckon, when he gets older, though.
Yeah, you'll want to date me, and I'll say, no, mate, I'm younger.
The Novos. The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Yeah, we just heard from Jess in the newsroom about regional travel opening up. So Premier Dominic Perrottet says that New South Wales government is yet to decide whether regional travel should resume an 80% double dose. Up until now, that's what we assumed was going to happen.
That's
right. As soon as we hit that 80% double dose mark, we were going to be able to, like, Western, like, Sydney areas coming to Newcastle, us going to Sydney, all regional areas right across New South Wales. But they're set to meet today to discuss whether those unrestricted travel will actually resume at that 80%. We want to know on 13:10:09, should it be opened up without delay? Because here in the Hunter in particular, we are lagging behind Sydney something fierce when it comes to double doses.
I just think open it up now. Do you know what? I'm so angered by this, because there was such, like, this anticipation and feeling of excitement that, hey, it's only just around the corner. I can see my family and friends again. Yeah. It's been 5 months for me.
Yeah.
And I was so excited that in a couple of weeks, even less, I could have, like, you know, had the reunion I've wanted for so long. And now it's like, oh, there's another goalpost. We're going to move them.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, Maddie, but I think I'm actually on the other side with this. Even though my parents on the Central Coast haven't seen them in months as well, because it's Greater Sydney. But the reason that it was going to open up at 80% was because the community is safe enough then to allow that movement of people. If we're not there, what's a little bit more time to get everyone safe? It's all about safety of the community.
Well, if we have a look at the vaccinations by postcode, just for example, Callaghan, currently as of the 12th of the 10th, what do you think their double dose rate is?
I think high.
10%.
What?
It says 10%. Less than 10%.
See, that community is not ready to have people from Sydney visiting. It's just not ready.
Other places that are a bit further up, you've got like New Lambton Heights are at 60 to 70%. Cardiff Heights up to 50 to 60%. But less than 10% in one of the key places in Newcastle in particular.
It's just, I worry about the Newcastle hospital system as an example. Or if you're in a small town and you get tourists coming in to go look at your wineries or your rivers or something.
So what I'll say to that, why is it okay to open up venues and hospitality and put people at risk in that way if we're just not going to...
Because there are people that live around there.
There are over 40 people infectious in the community here yesterday.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. And like that's no good. That's no good. But if you allow thousands of people from Sydney to come in, it's just more danger. That's all I'm saying.
But we want to know what you think. 131009, should we be reopening regional travel?
The Novos.
At 131009 this morning, we're after your opinion. Should regional travel be opened without delay, guys?
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
Yeah, the New South Wales government said they're going to meet today to discuss whether unrestricted travel between Greater Sydney and the region should open up at that 80% double dose mark. Mm-hmm. Originally, that's what we all thought was going to happen. But apparently, that could not be the case considering so many regions outside of Sydney aren't even close to that 80% double dose.
So before, Meg, you used Callaghan as an example, at 10% double dose. So there's like 1,300 people that live there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I feel like it's wherever you go, there's going to be certain pockets where there is a low vaccination rate. That puzzles me about Callaghan because they have vaccination at like a hub at the university. So that's strange. But, I mean, I think lockdown LGAs that are significantly lower than the rest, but like the majority of the Newcastle region, we're getting very close to the 70% double dose. So I think, man, it's easy to like single out somewhere like Callaghan, but overall, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to just make it happen.
So the areas, I've just got some current data. So the areas that are probably a bit far behind still is Maitland. So a double dose is only 63. And then Cessnock, 58. And Singleton, 60. So they're that sort of area is a bit low still on double dose. Doing great on single.
Yeah. Lock the upper. Look, I know this sounds bad, but if they've lagged and they are that far behind, then maybe restrict that LGA. Do you know what I mean? Why does the whole of the Hunter have to be locked down and like still separated when it's only certain pockets that aren't doing it?
I hear what you're saying.
And it's not going to be too long until they hit that 80% double dose mark as well. There is a lot more access to vaccines in this area at the moment. I said yesterday I got a text from my doctor saying, hey, we've got Pfizer now. They haven't had it in months.
Most pharmacists now have Moderna.
Yeah.
You can go out, you can literally walk out your front door and walk 10 minutes away and you will find a vaccine.
Yeah. That wasn't the case 2 months ago.
Absolutely not.
So true.
It's hard. Let's go to Natasha. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that we should be opening up now?
Not unless we're all vaccinated, I don't think. I don't want Sydneysiders coming up. If they're not vaccinated, there's so much COVID down there.
Do you know, it's interesting you say that, Natasha, because per capita, there's more COVID in the community in the Hunter or very close to Sydney. So some would say that it's probably just as dangerous to come up here as well.
Yeah, well, they should stay down there then, I think. My opinion.
Yeah. Cut it off at the bridge.
Do you have family or friends in Sydney?
I do.
Yeah, and so you haven't seen them for ages. So you're just happy to... How's your mental health going? Because I know myself, like, I'm really getting to the end of my tether. Because I haven't seen anyone for 5 months now, and it's getting hard.
It is getting hard, but we've got FaceTime. I FaceTime them all the time, but they're fully vaccinated down there.
Would you be comfortable with people coming here if they are fully vaxxed?
If they're fully vaxxed, yeah.
Well, I think that maybe is something they should look at as well. Thank you, Natasha. Mm.
Yeah, I think maybe that's closer to a better solution.
Maybe if you're fully vaxxed, you should be able to come here. Like, if you are unvaccinated or you've had one dose, I get it, you're still vulnerable. Mm. But if you're fully vaxxed, geez, come on.
Well, that was the intention for the 80%, wasn't it? Only for
fully vaxxed.
For fully vaxxed anyway.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. He's making an announcement, the premiere today, I think.
So.
Yeah,
and that'll be closely watched by a lot of people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Guys, changing gears right now, we are playing Beat the Meat up next. We give away free sausages every single week. Very simple game. It's like Beat the Bomb, but instead of money, you win sausages. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play, we need one player right now. 13-10-09.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Oh, yes, sausages galore right here for your Thursday morning. Very easy game. It's like Beat the Bomb. All you have to do is yell out before the sausages explode and stop it from going everywhere, which is fun.
Exactly.
It's all thanks to Singo's. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Let's meet our contestant. His name's Cooper. Just moved to Mannering Park and is a big horse racing fan. Now, Meg, you like a couple of races here and there, don't you?
Yeah, but I mainly just do, like, silly bets. I don't really pay attention.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So I don't think I'm as into it as Cooper.
Hey, Cooper, how you doing?
Cooper, hello. Nope, Cooper is gone.
No, that's all right.
He didn't want sausages. Well, shame. Just
we've got somebody else coming
that's
through.
That's good. He obviously more into horse racing.
Yeah. There might have been a race on. He was focused on the race.
Sorry, guys. Can't beat the meat right now. Got to get this win. Got to make some money. Fair enough.
All right, going to Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, how you going?
Going well, thank you. What's on for your Thursday?
Work.
What do you do for work, Sue?
In the office in a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Nice one.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's beat the meat with Sue right now. Remember, don't get too greedy, Sue, all right? Here we go.
No worries.
Let's beat the meat.
One sausage. Three sausages. Five sausages. Seven sausages. 26 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, hey!
Well done, Sue.
Barbecue at Sue's place.
Congratulations.
Up to 10 people at home now?
Yeah.
Big barbecue. Love it.
Yeah. Hey.
That'd be awesome.
Good stuff, Sue. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
No worries. You had 38 sausages to play with today, but you weren't greedy. You were happy with 26, which is great.
Take the meat and run.
You've got to do it sometimes, you know? Thanks, Sue.
That's a motto to follow in life. Take the meat and run.
Lessons to live by with Sue. She could have a book.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Story dividing the team yesterday about this kid, 15 years of age, who was given a gift from his stepmother, a $30 gift card for Smoke Smart. Now, you guys like crack up laughing because we're doing a bit of a right or wrong here, because a lot of people saying this is wrong, but what they're forgetting is that this shop sells all sorts of things. Gifts, lava lamps, Halloween costumes, all sorts of stuff. It's not just a tobacconist. And obviously, this kid is not going to be able to buy tobacco products being underage.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to be restricted to the things that you can legally buy.
Do you know what I love about this story? It's such a step-parent gift. Like, step-mum's gone in to buy a 40-pack of Winnie Reds, and she's going, ah, it's a birthday tomorrow. Oh, do you have any gift cards? I think it's totally innocent. I think it's fine. They can't purchase the cigarettes anyway.
That's right.
So
it's just the premise behind it, the whole Smoke Mart thing. Like, I don't think... I've got young nieces and nephews, so I don't think I can hand them over a $30 Smoke Mart gift card for a present. I couldn't do it.
Okay, so this is the question. Are you team Maddie, this is innocent and fine, or are you team Meg, and this is wrong? Yeah, this kid shouldn't have it.
There's lots of, like, different items in a tobacconist that grabs kids' attention.
Of course.
Like you said, the lava lamps, the games, the NRL merch, a lot of them have.
Games, you make a good point. Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere else you can buy Bali Monopoly than a Smoke Mart.
And then they go to the counter and see all of the smoking paraphernalia that goes with it.
A lot of that, though, is behind those, like, roller door things now, like a mini garage.
I think that's only the cigarettes. By law, they have to cover the cigarettes. Everything else, though, they can have on display.
All right, this is the debate. 13-10-09, is it right or wrong to give this kid a Smoke Mart gift card for his 15th birthday?
You're like Reverend Lovejoy's wife on The Simpsons, Meg.
Can somebody please think of the children?
The Novos.
13-10-09, we're doing it right or wrong this morning. We're talking about this kid who received a smoke shop gift card, 15 years old, from his stepmom. Right or wrong? We'll take your calls next.
Yeah, that's right. So this kid, 15 years of age, the stepmom goes, here. Here for your birthday, $30 gift card, all yours. And of course, I say it's fine. I mean, a lot of shops sell things that both 18 and above year olds can and can't buy. Mm. Look at, for example, a Woolworths. You can't stop kids going in there because they have smokes under the counter or whatever it is. You have to allow it. So, of course, it's fine. It's a business. They're just trying to make a dollar. The kid's not going to be able to buy the smokes anyway. Who cares?
What do you think to getting, like, an Amazon or an eBay gift card or something like that? If he wants the stuff that's at Smoke Mart, getting something a bit more age-appropriate.
It's a last-minute gift, I'm telling you.
And also, at Smoke Mart, they don't sell Amazon gift cards. So, if you're already there, what else are you going to buy?
9 times out of 10, though, the Smoke Mart is somewhere near a supermarket.
That is true.
See, you were saying, though, Meg, like, it's the fact that the kid's going in there and seeing all the paraphernalia, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing if you take them into a grog shop. You know, mum's buying a box of six bottles of wine for the week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, mummy, why are you buying so many? They can't buy from there, but they're still, like,
granted,
around it.
My mum never took us into grog shops when we were kids.
Oh, well, that's a rarity.
Yeah.
My mum did.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, I think.
Maybe that's why we both like
maybe
wine.
That's why you're in.
That's why I bought
maybe you're right. That's
20 bottles of wine last week.
Definitely not a link to that.
No.
Hey, let's go to Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you on this fine day?
Hey, Kate.
Really doing good. Well, right or wrong for the Smoke Mart gift card?
Well, do you know what? He may need some smoking paraphernalia. Like, you know, a new bowl. Like, you know, stepmoms. I brought my stepchildren drum sets and recorders.
Well, that's
not
an age-appropriate
not Smoke Mart gift cards.
Yeah, but I know Smoke gift cards. Like, as you say, there's NRL stuff there.
Yeah.
There's all sorts. But he might need a new couple of cones or a couple of bongs.
You know, that is, yes. Not
that is certainly illegal.
I don't know if they sell that stuff there anymore.
Of course they don't.
Of course not.
Oh, Kate, you had to go there, didn't you?
Jeez.
Bloody hell. Mitch, good morning. Mitch.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, going well. Right or wrong, Mitch, buying a 15-year-old a smoke shop gift card?
Well, it all depends on the current situation, because the fact of the matter is, the only shops that have been open that you're able for kids to actually go shopping in, if they're not double vaccinated, have been those sorts of shops.
Well, you know what?
True.
I didn't even think of that.
Here we are calling this poor stepmother a bad stepmother.
And really, she's doing what she can.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of funny T-shirts and stuff in those shops.
That's
so
true.
Thanks, Mitch.
Using logic.
And as the other person, the other caller brought up, they even sell things like traffic cones there, which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what a 15-year-old's going to do with some traffic cones, but they might be like, you know.
Oh, very conscious of keeping their street safe.
Setting up like a skateboarding route in the backyard.
Perfect example like that. Yeah.
Love Island's on at the moment, guys. Changing gears at the moment.
If we can.
You guys watching?
No.
Of course not. Stop judging it, Meg. Look at you.
You know what?
I'm obsessed.
I was talking about it with my barber yesterday. She said, it's really good. So, you know what? I'm tempted now.
So, I was a bit off at the first episode, but then I started seeing some of the, like, hearing some of the things that they were saying to each other. Coming up on the show next, I want to share a couple of Love Island affirmations with you guys.
Oh, great.
Man, I feel like they were told before they went into the villa, buy one of those, like, affirmation calendars and read through each day and get some good zing-zing one-liners.
Ready to go.
So we'll play some of those for you next year. The Novos. We're talking Love Island right now, guys, which premiered the other night. Now, Meg, you're a big judge of this show. You are not a fan.
It's not just this show. It's reality TV shows, like dating shows in general. Do it the right way. Dating apps.
Yeah, I find them hilarious. And I love the characters that they track down for these shows because that's what it's all about.
Now, if you haven't seen Love Island, you're living under a rock. But basically, it's 10 sexy young singles looking for, inverted commas, love. They live in a villa. They hook up with each other. And a part of the show, right, is they get partnered with like each other across the series. Now, it's been really interesting this year because I was like, should I watch it? I was like, yeah, I'm going to. Makes me feel young, you know? I'm like, past that now.
You imagine yourself on there?
Well, imagine that. Hey, but basically this year, I've been blown away by just the really deep and meaningful conversations happening on the show. Like, it's really made me want a relationship.
Are the conversations on this show not normally deep and meaningful?
Well, use your imagination, Meg. What do you think?
I'm assuming it's just a lot of shirtless people.
Oh, yeah, they are shirtless.
That's pretty much the gist of this show for me.
Shirtless and bikinis for the girls.
I want to play some audio from some of the contestants, just some of the banter that goes on between them. Obviously, they have a lot to say about relationships because they're all so experienced at successful relationships.
That's why they're on my mind.
What's the oldest person in there?
I think 25.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Let's give you a bit of insight.
This is a couple talking about, you know, how they connect. And, you know, they've been in the villa for 2 days at this point. And these two are, like, ready to spend the rest of their lives together.
In any relationship that you develop, you have the emotional connection. You have what I call the vibe connection, which is the chemistry.
The vibe check.
The vibe check, which means we can talk about boring shit and get along. And then you also have the sexual connection. You know, like, all three is all part of the relationship.
Great advice.
Did they have all three?
Well, I don't know.
No, they broke up. Only four hours later.
I love it how the relationships in that place are measured in hours.
Oh, absolutely. And they get so serious so quick. This next couple, Ari and Ryan. Ryan's the hot guy of the season, right?
Okay.
Ari and him have been hooked up from the very first episode. So basically, long story short, this intruder came in and stole Ari's boyfriend, Ryan. They went on a date. Ari's left at the villa by herself talking to one of the other guys. And she's just talking through how she feels and what Ryan should have done before he went on the date with the other girl.
I feel like he could have given her a kiss before he went.
I feel that. I understand. I reckon. But at the same time...
Because he kisses me every other time, yeah, so why not now?
Well, you don't know what's going on through their head sometimes.
But that's the thing. I want him to communicate that with me. It's like, what is he feeling? How does he feel about the date? Is he excited?
And
if he's excited.
And you know that when he comes out, you have to put your trust into Ryan.
Yeah.
At least he said, see you later.
What a catch, eh?
At least he said,
see you later.
I like the fact that there was the whole thing, you don't know what's going through your head, through his head. I know exactly what's going through his head. He's found someone else he likes a lot more.
This Ryan guy, right, he revealed on the show that he'd slept with 500 women in his life.
Oh, no. See you later.
They're still fighting over him, though.
That's just very busy, I would think. Very exhausting to meet that many people.
He travelled a lot.
That's all he did, by the sounds of it.
Did you get with a guy that's been with 500 women, Meg?
No. No way.
What about...
When they say 500, you literally do not know where they've been.
Well, that's true. What about yourself, Maddie? Would you be with a guy that's been with 500
people?
I don't
know. Probably not. I mean...
A bit full on, isn't it?
Would you?
Nah, too much.
With a woman?
Too much.
See, for me as well, you don't know how you're going to stack up against the other 500 people.
That's the thing.
You get lost in the sea there. Hey?
What are they looking for?
A long-term relationship.
They haven't found
them,
apparently, after 500 people.
I know. Why are you going to be lucky 501?
I want to leave us on this gem of wisdom, which just blew my mind when I heard this. It's at the end. Take a listen.
We're all here to get to know each other. You need to know who you're with. Like, you never know who someone is until you speak to them.
So. Exactly.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
Wow, thanks for the obvious. Of course you don't know who anybody is until you speak to them.
Stalking that's someone's Instagram for 2 years straight does not mean you know them.
That's just a life rule, right?
That's just basic understanding of human nature.
Love Island continues. If you want to feel better about yourself, watch the show.
You wonder why I don't watch? There's your proof.
Bit of eye candy, though, Maddie. Have you been enjoying it?
Guy on there last night, part of the Victorian riot police. They're all fighting over him.
Would you be fighting over him if
absolutely.
You were on the island? Is good in good nick then?
Oh,
like describe him compared to a celebrity that people might know, or some elements like the face of.
Okay, so a 6'2" Aussie version from the Goldie of like Ryan Phillippe in his younger days.
Ooh.
Really, really
in good nick, okay. And really owns uniforms. Nick.
Yeah, well, that too.
You know,
they made a joke
that.
Last night. Oh, he's brought his handcuffs along.
Of course.
The girls loved it.
The Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So, guys, I think I've cracked the code on how to pick the best dentist. So I've been like going to the same dental surgery, but like changed the dentist a few times hygienist. I've figured out a technique that you look for, things to look for to pick the perfect dentist or dental hygienist. You want somebody, and I'll fill you in on how I've worked all this out, but you want somebody who's like a bit OCD.
Okay.
Right, that's the essence of it. But we'll get into this next because I had the most hilarious dental hygienist when I got my teeth cleaned the other day. It was excellent.
Show me your teeth. Yeah, they look good.
The Novos.
So I think I've cracked the code on how to pick a great dentist or dental hygienist because you want one that is has super attention to detail and maybe a little bit OCD almost. Now, I've sort of thought, why is this hygienist so good? Why does she get it so perfect? And I think it comes down to these details. So the reason I've like figured this out, I was lying in the chair and, you know, they're doing the thing where that TV is like that, the weird TV that hangs above your head that only exists in dental surgeries is there and it's on. And there was this story about how this guy, who was a doctor, had set up like a vaccination clinic in his own home. And it was all like above board and legal and stuff. This is in Australia and he was trying to just get more people vaccinated down in Sydney.
Doing his bit, yeah.
Doing his bit. And I was like, I just made a joke. I said, why don't you maybe set up a little dental situation in your own home? And
so
you
did you have stuff in your mouth at this point? Were you like,
No, it was like an in-between moment where she was getting tools or something. So, and she goes, I couldn't do that. There is only a limited number of things that is allowed in my house. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she goes, I'm such a neat freak and a clean freak that if I want to buy something new, I have to get rid of something old first. I can't have anything, even in the garage, that's extra. And I said, what do you mean by that?
I love that.
She goes, even my husband, he's been wanting an air fryer for over a year now, but I said we have to get rid of something that's in the kitchen first before an air fryer can move in. And at first I was like, well, you're just crazy. But then I realized, because she then said, oh, I'm such a clean freak. Nothing can be out of its place in the house. And I realized that's the sort of person you want as your hygienist because they're not going to leave even one single bit of plaque. They're the perfect.
Also, can I just say?
Yeah.
that is such a great lesson in how not to be a hoarder.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a little bit hoardish,
yep,
then maybe adopt this, like, way of life. That's so good.
It sounds to me like she's living in one of those tiny houses that you can't have that much stuff in.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's possible, although I do think she probably is more the mansion type, because she rolls up. She rolls up in, like, the black Merc four-wheel drive. She's making bank, right? But it's just she's just got this vision, I guess, or this way of living that everything has to be in its place, nothing else in.
What would you evict in place so you could get the air fryer? Like, maybe the rice cooker?
Does the toaster go? I don't know.
We got rid of our toaster with our air fryer.
Air fryer.
Yeah, because we use our air fryer as a toaster now.
Where did you put your toaster? What did you do with your toaster?
We got rid of it.
What, threw it out?
Yeah, it was...
Considered becoming a dental hygienist?
We were meant to replace it anyway, so we thought, we'll just chuck it.
Get rid of it.
Are you looking for a career change?
This might be perfect for you. And then she was going on about her husband hates it because he has stuff that he wants to keep or buy or collect.
Somebody like that.
And doesn't get to do anything. No hobbies, nothing almost, because he can't buy anything.
So they essentially live in a show home by the sounds of things. It nothing sounds out like of place.
She said, I just love cleaning and keeping everything tidy. And I was like, you're the perfect person for this job, but I could never date someone like
you
that.
You two are kind of like semi-hoarders.
Sort of. Like, depending on what I hoard.
Not in the house, but your garage is hoarder central.
It's a bit crazy. Meg, I couldn't live like that, though.
You've seen all the junk.
How many cake tins do you own, Meg?
Oh, enough.
Yeah.
The doors don't close properly on the cake cupboard.
That's just because I haven't cleaned it.
Very different. That's why we're not in the dental industry, and she is. So, lesson here. Yeah. If you're looking for the right dentist, pay attention to the details. Are they a little bit crazy in how OCD they are? They're the perfect person for you.
I love it. Our birthday lotto up next.
Yeah, $1,700. We finally crack that. So, Krigo, what are we looking for? What month?
All right, just spinning the wheel now, and it has come up as October.
October, awesome. So if you're born in October and you want to win the cash, hit us up, 1309.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
There are plenty of ways to get money in this world, but the easiest way is to have a birthday. It could score you $1,700 if you were born in October.
Hey, hey,
easy
hey.
As.
Getting up there.
God, so much money. It'd be so great right
excited.
Now.
Very excited.
Going out to the Dale this morning, Debbie's on the phone. She's been married since 1983. Meg, she's a hobby cake maker like yourself. Her go-to flav is choc ganache and choc sponge, and says she doesn't drive and gets the bus everywhere. Good morning. Good morning, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell us about the last cake you made. What was it?
My last cake I made was a basket weaver with flowers all in it.
I have no idea what a basket weaver is.
I was about to say, can we have a cake off? I'm not going up against that. No way.
Sounds too good.
Very fancy. Love it. Very fancy.
Hey, $1,700 here, Debbie. What would you spend the money on?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You gotta just, like, wrap it all up. Pardon the pun for you. All right, let's do this, Meg. Spinning the balls.
Debbie loved that little joke. I'm thrilled with the whole situation.
All right, Debbie, were you born on the 1st of October?
I was.
Oh! Yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Debbie, we're done!
$1,700, all yours.
And my husband's born on the 8th.
Oh! Debbie, congratulations! $1,700.
Thank you.
Oh my god!
I'm nearly crying, but it's all right.
I'm nearly crying.
Debbie, so what will this do for you guys coming into Christmas? This must be a huge load off the shoulders.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm so glad we gave it to you.
Speechless. I'm so happy for you.
Do you have any grandkids, Debbie?
I've got three.
Oh, they'll good. Love that. Oh, wow. There you go,
going
guys.
Down to Mount Hutton Shops off. Today.
That's so brilliant.
Well done, babe. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so good.
Finally.
Very deserving by the sounds of it. Lady, a few words, but what a great, great person to win $1,700 right here, right now.
She was so surprised. I was.
Yeah.
I don't think
she could believe it.
No one could. Not even me.
Oh, there you go, guys. That means the jackpot is going back to $400.
Okay.
Nice.
So we're still playing a good chunk of cash
before 9 o'clock this morning, guys. Yeah. Wow, so good.
Congratulations.
Going into another winner next as well.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
It's been 4 days of freedom so far. It's been feeling really, really, really good. And we've got $20,000 worth of amazing experience up for grabs. Our 20K road to freedom. So excited. Some amazing stuff's already gone off so far.
It's a day of winning today. We just gave away $1,700 on birthday
lotto. I'm still excited about that.
There are so many cool things
buzz, right?
On this Wheel of Freedom.
There is.
Getaways, hotel stays, restaurant vouchers, cafe vouchers, hairdresser vouchers.
Party bus, I think, is on there as well.
That's a good one. There's a party bus on here for you and 39 mates.
The grog and everything, all included.
Oh, my God.
The full experience.
I know you want to spin that up. So if you want to play our 20K Road to Freedom, lines are open, 13:09. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
UFM's 20K Road to Freedom.
Feels so bloody good giving away all this amazing stuff. 20K Road to Freedom, $20,000 worth of experiences that we all missed out during the last 2 months of lockdown. Movie tickets, concert tickets, holidays, whatever you can think of, whatever you want to do this weekend, it's probably on this wheel somewhere.
Yeah, exactly right. It could be yours right now.
Yeah.
Very simple. Let's meet Sarah from Colette. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Oh, good. Congratulations. You've made it through. You are spinning the wheel today. Have you been listening to the prizes that have been given away?
Yeah, I really love, to get my hair done on the movies or just anything to get out of the house.
So, like I said, there's a party bus on here. Do you reckon you could muster up 39 girlfriends?
Oh, I think I'd struggle, actually. Do you guys want to come?
Yes, indeed.
Not saying no.
Yeah, for sure. We'll roll with.
Hey, Sarah, who do you want to spin for you today? Me, Crevo, or Meg?
Meg.
Oh. Pressure
I think
on.
You got good luck today with your birthday lotto.
That's true. That's true. All right, let's go. Ready? Let's go. Let's do this.
You ready? Here we go.
How was that for a spin? Is that all right?
Decent.
Yeah, good.
How was my form?
Oh, yeah, decent.
The party guys, great prize.
Yeah.
You have received an incredible picnic for you and 10 mates, plus the food included. This is incredible, guys. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
That's right. So the picnic setup is all thanks to New Event Collective, creating luxury picnic and dining experiences at any location. This is going to be so Insta-worthy. You know, you've
very
got the
chic,
beautiful chairs, the flowers, you know, the umbrellas. It's all really, really nice. And then the food, the catering is Feast Catering, Newcastle's most loved fine food
we'll
caterers.
We'll chuck that in as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's with a menu to suit all tastes and budgets. So you're going to have incredible food. You're going to be there with your friends, hanging out, chatting, and taking great photos and having a great time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know what's great, Sarah? You can set these picnics up anywhere. So if you want to go down next to the lake or near the beach in a park, like, it's unlimited.
That's right. And the best thing as well, they set it up and take it down. So there's none of that, oh, you've got to carry all the gear and stuff. You guys just rock up like VIPs and it's all there.
Another happy winner. Thank you very much, guys. What's the goss up next?
Hey, Jackson.
Good morning. I want to talk about Victoria Beckham because she's been doing the circuits of morning shows over in the States, and everyone's got a lot to say about what she's looking like lately. Also, to Days of Our Lives. Can we please talk about Days of Our Lives?
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Premium at-home sick viewing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sick viewing. I'm not sick and I still like
one of the great soaps. Details next.
The Novos.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Come on,
Coronavirus!
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, Jackson is here. He's got everything Goss-wise and we're doing some daytime TV chat, I believe,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. Let's fire this up.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Oh, I love it. This is like one of my guilty pleasures. I'm not even going to lie to you three. So Days of Our Lives, I don't know if you're very familiar with the storyline that has been over the years. Do you watch it at all?
So, yes, I do. Is it Days of Our Lives is the one starring Marlena, right?
Yeah, Deirdre Hall.
Yeah. So basically, she was taken over by Satan himself in the 90s. There was a whole story arc surrounding that.
Okay, this is exactly
strapped
what I'm
to the
talking
bed.
About.
Oh, yes. Great.
Okay, so this storyline is back. So, like, it's come back. Take a listen.
Say it. Say my name.
Your name is Doug Williams.
Oh, Marlena, if I'm Doug, how do I know about all the fun you and I had?
Why have you come back to Salem?
Oh, Marlena. Anyway, so she's going to be repossessed. The devil's taking over Marlena.
Hilarious.
But they've opened up about what they now have on set. So they have an actual medium that they use when they film, just in case any bad spirits come around. But everybody has to be blessed on set with not only a COVID test, but holy water.
Are you for real?
I'm dead set serious. They're saying that they're so scared of all the paranormal curses that could happen to them for bringing this character back. Because apparently on set, when they used to film the possession scenes, people used to have the worst luck.
My favourite scene from the 90s possession was she was strapped to the hospital bed, right? And John, her partner, walked in. She starts, like, screaming in her devil voice at him. And he gets close. And then she just vomits all over him, like projectile vomit.
Oh, my God.
And the scene where she's also in the hospital bed and lasers start coming out of her eyes.
Oh,
and
yes.
Cut the ties that are holding her in the bed. Oh.
The 90s CG on that would have been horrible.
It was terrible.
Jackson, can you please do me a favor?
Yeah.
And play that clip for me one more time.
Sure.
Say it. Say my name.
Your name is Doug Williams.
Oh, Marlena, if I'm Doug, how do I know about all the fun you and I had?
Why have you come back to Salem?
And you should see this guy. He's got the most horrific green contact lenses in. It's so fantastic. I cannot wait for this to play out on our screen.
It's what's so funny about that show is that it sort of dances between being very normal in so many ways, but then you have just a full-on devil, demonic possession going on.
In terms of soaps, I love soaps too. Young and the Restless kind of sits between Bold and the Beautiful and Passions.
Oh, my God. Oh. Timmy!
See, I didn't really watch much of them, but this, hilarious.
This was prime time. I'm home from school sick.
Yeah,
that's
right,
the only time I ever watched this kind of stuff.
You are my passion for life.
moving on. Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yes.
Have you
yes,
seen her lately? What she looks like?
No,
very,
what's
very
going
different,
on there?
Right? So, she has appeared on all the morning shows in America. Anyway, people are saying she's probably had a little bit too much Botox and filler because when she talks, nothing moves but her mouth. And when I say nothing moves but her mouth.
Oh, God, I just had a look.
Not even her jaw moves. Like, you can't tell she's talking. It looks like when she speaks, she's a ventriloquist and she's got like a doll. But this is her speaking about the success of her marriage.
We've always had a very close family unit and me and David really do respect each other and what we want to do professionally. And I think that's the key, just having the respect and being equal.
Yeah.
Being equal at home as well.
There we go.
I've just had a look. It looks
too tight.
It looks as if she's wearing a mask of Victoria Beckham with just the lips going through, like at Halloween or something.
Has she had a facelift? I don't think that's filler. I think they've pulled her face back too much.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like a pretty tight ponytail.
if you look behind there, there's little staples and stitches holding
her
back.
Do you
know
what it actually looks like? Remember that Russian man that married an adult doll?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's what she looks like.
Duh. It's absurd, because, Jackson, you're a fan of the old little filler and injectable here and there, right?
Oh, look, I think it should be mandatory. I mean, that's my first port of call when I become Premier or Prime Minister.
That's right, but even for you, this too much, yeah?
I think she looks good. Like, I'm not...
Only in still frames, though.
In photos, yes, on camera, like,
I don't want to walk out of my hotel room and her stand in the halls just saying nothing in a white dress, though. Like,
that's freaking anyone out. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Sorry about that. 105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
A bit of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah, a bit of Shake It Off.
Love that.
I know this is not the Taylor version. She hasn't released it yet, so she keeps delaying it. She's delayed all her new albums because she doesn't want to compete with Adele.
So understandable.
Fair point, yeah.
I wouldn't want to go into either. Adele's like British. Adele would have like a cheese and bacon pie and then a pub scrap, don't you reckon?
Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Dua Lipa, not so much. With Elton John and... A bit of Glass Animals for you as well.
Crevo's fave. Just before, in What's the Goss, we were chatting about Young and the Restless. I've just spent the last 5 minutes watching The Vision. Wow. Do yourself a favour today. Search The Devil Taunts Marlena and Hurts Doug on YouTube.
The amount of makeup in there is single-handedly keeping Maybelline in business.
Don't you remember me, Marlena?
It looks as if it's been put on with a shovel rather than a delicate makeup brush. Yeah,
thank
you,
sir.
Can you stream this anywhere?
No, you only want to watch the devil parts,
right? Exactly.
You don't
want to
go through
you
the
don't
rest
want to watch the whole thing.
Nah, God,
don't
no.
Don't get invested, all right. Yesterday, I went out and saw my mum for the first time since lockdown.
Oh, that's so good.
I surprised her when I went out there, and despite me only being half blonde, I had the most severe blonde moment, I think, of my entire life. So I was driving, we went and did the can collection thing, the return and earn.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was raining outside. After we finished that, I got in the car and I was driving around and it was raining quite heavily and I had the windscreen wipers on and it wasn't getting all of the, like, the rain off the windscreen. And after about a good 2 minutes or so, I'm getting really angry, like, windscreen wipers are not working. Took me 2 minutes to realise the water was actually on my glasses. And it wasn't on the windscreen.
Oh, Meg.
So I want you to help me feel a bit better if you've had a severe blonde moment recently. And give us a call, 13109. We have an awesome prize up for grabs. You go in the draw, everyone, this week who gets on air an overnight escape to the Landmark Resort Port Stevens. So if you've had a severe blonde moment, make me feel better.
Dub yourself in. Yeah.
The Novos.
And the button works.
Yeah. Felt a bit stupid yesterday after I went and saw my mum. Driving in the rain, took about 2 minutes to realise that, well, I thought my windscreen wipers weren't working correctly. Turns out, just the rain on my glasses.
Oh, Meg, that's...
I don't know. I hadn't driven in the rain for a long time. Maybe that was the thing. Hadn't driven out in that particular area because we've been in lockdown. I don't know.
You can't blame the area for thinking that there was water on you on your windscreen.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Right. Sorry, I forgot that was the point of this exercise.
Like, come on, blonde moment, you've clearly had one at least once in your life.
Everyone has. Let's go to Kylie up first. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
That's a way. What was your blonde moment?
Well, I couldn't remember the code to my house the other day and I locked myself out 3 times trying to remember it.
Yeah.
And it took about 15 minutes. Couldn't ring my children to get it because they were at school. So, yeah, I was
sitting
there like a dick trying to remember my code.
Oh, my God. I love that you're one of the few people who have a code to get into your house. It's very handy, but in situations like this, you're just screwed. You can't call a locksmith.
No.
No, and you just got to try and remember what the numbers are. Got to get it right and get in eventually.
Yeah. You don't want it to be like an easily recognised number.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I've actually got one of those on my house.
A
and
code.
It took us... good 6 months to memorize it.
Too much.
Yeah. Okay, is he...
for 8 months. You'd think I'd know it, but no.
Nah, you have that moment and you're just like, nah, it's gone.
Nada.
It's gone.
Blonde moments.
Thanks, Kylie. Let's go to Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good, Wendy. Blonde moment. What happened?
I just moved out of home.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll decide to cook some wraps for everybody, like chicken wraps.
Yeah.
So I bought the packet, started cutting out the tomato, the onion and whatnot in the fry pan. And then in the wrap packet, there was like a little satchel of what I thought. I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to add this in like an additive, like a seasoning. So I poured it all through the tomatoes and all that. I'm thinking, this isn't diluting. They're just like little balls in the fry pan.
God, it's a silica packet.
No.
That's one of my worst nightmares.
So I didn't feed it to everyone. Otherwise, I think they would have died. So, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
What a story. You know what? There's so many times, especially, like, if I've been out, like, you know, with my friends and I'm getting home at, like, 10, 11 o'clock, you know, had some lemonades, I always worry that sometimes I will do something dumb like that when I'm making myself food. I get it. Thank you, Wendy.
Drunk cooking.
Paul, hey.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you going?
Hello, Paul. Do you have blonde hair?
I don't. I have no hair, actually.
Oh, good. Well, tell us about your blonde moment.
It could be blonde. One Sunday, my girlfriend and I were just going for a drive up through the country, up the valley, and we come across a lot of road work, so we stopped at the first one, and the guy's sort of looking at me. I said, "Go, mate, how you doing?" So he stared, didn't talk back. Got to the next one, and the guy's looking at me sniggering. Thought, what's going on here? Anyway, we got through the road works all right, and I happened to turn and say something to my girlfriend that was beside me at the time, and she just taken a look at me and just cracked up and wet her pants. And I said, what's going on? I had the dark sunrising glasses on. One of the lenses had completely dropped out and gone. I had one lens in and one eye sticking out. And my eyes hadn't adjusted to it. I didn't even know.
Oh,
so I thought
that was
good. No. Yeah. Bloody hell. That's a good
just
one.
A funny look.
There's always lots of road work happening up in the Up Hunter, isn't there?
There is, mate.
Just everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Big news. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
You had some pirate vibes going on.
Yeah.
I did. I couldn't believe that I couldn't see the difference between one eye with a sunglass and the other one with an eye.
You know what, though? When you've been driving for ages, Paul, you kind of just get fixated on the road. So it's like easily done, I think. Oh, thanks for your calls, guys. Wow. Hey, guys, our birthday lotto is up next. I cannot believe it. This morning, we gave away $1,700 to a very deserving winner, guys. The jackpot reset now. If you want to play, all you need is a birthday to play. Playing for $400. Kriva, what month are we looking for?
It's come up as August.
All right, if you're born in August, 13-10-09, it's your time to shine.
There's a Novo's.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
All right, stepping up to the plate is Pauline. She's from Rutherford and says she's a Leo, but that's as far as her knowledge goes on that. We give the cash to her daughter so she can have a night away. Well, $400 is what we're sitting at, so you can have a nice night away for that, for sure. How you doing, Pauline?
Hi, how are you?
Really good. So you're feeling lucky this morning?
Oh, it would have been if I got that $1,700.
I know, right?
Can't be greedy. It's all good.
I like your attitude. Any cash for free is good cash.
Any cash
question,
is free.
Pauline, if we gave you the opportunity to, like, we took the money back off the winner earlier and you had the opportunity to steal it from her, would you?
I'd go a halves.
Aww, that's cute.
Well, we're not doing that. I'll put it out there.
Just testing the waters.
That was just cruel.
$400. Still all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Round and round they go.
Okay. Pauline, were you born on the 11th of August?
Oh, no.
No. Really wanted to give away a double birthday lotto today.
Sorry, Pauline. Thank you, though.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, guys. Tomorrow with 425 for your Feel Good Friday. 105 commercial free up next with Jackson. Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hailee Steinfeld. Did you see her at the Met Gala?
Nah.
Google her. Like, if you get a chance today, if you know what Hailee Steinfeld looks like, just take a bit of a Google and you will not recognize her. Like, I was like, who's this chick? Anyway.
Yeah, she had some work done.
No, she just dyed her hair.
Totally different.
Right, and that's what I mean. I felt a bit silly saying that then, but when you actually do see it and see what she actually used to look like, it's intense.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, Pink is on the way as well. I'm surprised she hasn't cashed in on coming to Australia in 2022.
True. That's a great Pink song, by the way.
Yeah, all the arenas are booked out. She wants to do, I don't know, one in Sydney for like 400 days. Waiting for the Kid Laroi to go. Tom Grennan as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Very good. 105 commercial free kicking off in less than 5 minutes, guys.
And 20K road to freedom after nine as well. Plenty of prizes on that wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya. The Novos.